straightening her gaze and opening the door. Sarah was wearing a gray pantsuit and black dress shoes. Her shoulder-length brown hair highlighted her slender frame. Looking disheveled, she walked forward into the clinic reception area. There was a tenseness in her face and body posture. Years of worry and disappointment had marked her face with its inerasable lines. Sarah mostly looked down while walking, occasionally glancing up for direction. Upon coming to the counter to check in, she stood there and wondered if anyone there could help her. If anyone would understand, Sarah thought.
This is a waste of time. I ought to forget it and go home.
Before signing her name on the list to be seen, she had recently moved into the area and was hoping for some help. The receptionist noticed that when she approached the counter, she avoided eye contact, looking in any other direction. Sarah wanted something to stare at instead of into someone's eyes. She had a fine tremor as thoughts were bouncing back and forth in her mind like a ping-pong ball. She knew she might break down and start crying if she got too close to anyone. The receptionist asked her to fill out some forms and return them when finished. She hesitated and then went back to her chair to sit down and start working on the forms despite her misgivings.
They only want to see what they can charge me,
she thought while filling out the requested information. She reviewed the questions about her health and checked off problems she was having. Headaches, neck pain, muscle aches, chest pain, palpitations, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, and fatigue. She reflected on some other things she wanted to write, but hesitated. Upon finishing, she got up from her seat in slow motion and brought the paperwork back to the receptionist. Then she went back to her seat to wait.
I wonder if I should have written that down,
she thought again. After sitting for a few minutes, the nurse came to the door.
Hello, Mrs. Ashton. My name is Casey. I'm your nurse, and I'm glad you made it here today. You can follow me, please.
Sarah's chagrin was noticeable as she glanced at Casey. After a pause, she arose and followed her to a back hallway where Casey checked her weight and vital signs in the exam room.
How are you feeling today?
Casey asked.
Okay, I guess,
she replied, knowing she didn't mean it a bit. Sarah sat down and went through most of her numerous complaints with the nurse after they led her to an examination room to wait for the physician to come see her. She fidgeted because of her nervousness while she waited, but the tension lessened as she sat there and had some time to think. The exam room differed from the one she had been in before and actually had a calming effect. Everything in the office, from the magazines in the waiting room to the pictures on the walls, was uplifting to her. She loved this picture of a large oak tree with an outstretched canopy that provided the perfect shade for a picnic, looking out over a large lake in the distance. All of her thoughts seemed to vanish about why she shouldn't be there, and she was glad now that she had overcome the battle playing out in her mind. After not too long, the door opened and in walked the physician. Dr. Tom Wesley had gray hair with some remaining brushes of black throughout. Tom was wearing a pair of gray dress pants with some black Florsheim shoes and a dark blue polo shirt with the top button open. He had his stethoscope lying on his shoulders, wrapped around his neck. After previewing the chart, he went to the exam door, anticipating what opportunity this next encounter would bring. How are you today, Mrs. Ashton? Dr. Wesley asked with a discernible sincereness. Sarah thought for a split second, but then tritely replied with the usual,
Okay, I guess.
Sarah, I noticed that you've checked off quite a large number of worrisome complaints here. Can you tell me about them, and we'll see if we can figure this out? He inquired. She then told him about her episodes of pain that she was having in her chest and in other areas. Her chest pain didn't sound like any type of heart condition, and Tom could tell that she probably had irritable bowel syndrome bothering her. The more she talked, it was obvious to the experienced physician that there was much more going on here than was being relayed directly. She did not hold direct eye contact much and frequently adjusted herself in the chair. As she talked, though, she could tell that Tom